for a cacophony of noises around him. Don't try that word in public. He could hear this small cricket because he had been tuned to listen for the sounds of nature. It is that way with God. If we are in fellowship with God, if we're doing the things of God, if we're experiencing the things of God, we will begin to get in tune with His voice. And we will know His voice in all circumstances, in all places. No matter what's going on around us, we will be able to discern the very voice of a living God. Scripture is clear. God speaks, and we must listen. And the question I have for you this morning, are you hearing Him? Is God giving you direction in your life? Is He supporting you with peace? Is He giving you joy? For you see, God is speaking to His people even in this century. In order to really hear God, first you have to tune out all the static in your life. All the noises that come to you in your mind and in your spirit and your inner man. You have to tune all those things out. You have to get rid of the static. You must be like that Native American that no matter what is going on around you, you are still hearing and sensitive to the voice of God. I find that this Native American was trained to listen to nature, and we as the people of God need to be trained to listen to the voice of God. He heard because he knew what a cricket sound was like. It sort of reminds me also of this story about an employment advertisement where they were needing a telegraph operator. Now, that for those of you that are younger, that's the way we used to get messages, by telegraph. And everybody my age and older, we know what did it is. We know. What is it, you know? It's SOS. It was here long before 911. And that's what we used to use to get these emergency messages. So they needed a telegraph operator. They put an ad in the paper. The room was full. The applicants were out there, and they were about ready to get ready to interview people. And this young man walked in, got his piece of paper off the table, went over and sat down. He was the last one there. And in just a minute, they noticed he stood up. He went over to the window, gave him his piece of paper. They ushered him back in. In just a few minutes, a man came out with him, put his arm around him, said, "Folks, thank you for being here today, but the job has been filled. We've found our person." Well, these people were upset. They've been sitting there waiting for an interview. They didn't even get an interview. They said, "Why did you hire him?" "Because while you were all sitting out here, our telegraph and Morse code was saying, if you are really interested in this job, come to the window now." And he's the only one that understood it and the only one that heard it. And he got a job. It's because he was tuned in to Morse code. He could hear it in the background, even though there were voices speaking in that waiting room. Even though other things were going on, his mind was keyed in on the message that was being sent by a telegraph. You see, we need to get rid of all the static in our lives. But we also need to tune in to the voice of God. We must be sure that God's will is always present in our life, that His purpose is premier in our life. We must rid ourselves of behaviors and habits possessed by Eli's disobedient children. We must be sure our life is one that is committed to being obedient to God. I will tell you, I don't know about your life, but in my life, there is so much static going on most of the time, it is hard for me to hear the voice of God. For those of us that are extroverts, and those of you that are ADHD, we have a greater challenge because we must focus and tune in to God. We find that our lives are much like a radio that is off the station. And I want to tell you, the scriptures tell us to dial in to Jesus, hear His voice, listen to His station. We must all dial our lives back to God's channel. So we need to get rid of the static in our lives, and we need to tune in to God's voice. I think there are several disciplines to help us do that. First of all, I'm preaching to the choir. When I say that you need to make church attendance a habit in your life, coming occasionally doesn't cut it. It may salve your conscience. You may feel good. But this once a month stuff is not going to help you hear the voice of God. So church attendance should be a habit in your life. It should be a fellowship, a desire to seek other people of like faith and order. The reason church attendance is so important and fellowship is so important is because when we come, we model what we see in our lives. And if you never come to church, how can you model the behavior of godly people? We need to come to watch people that are more mature. We need to come to work with people shoulder to shoulder. We need to hear their experiences and their testimonies of what God is doing in their life because it emboldens us and gives us greater faith. I haven't done much in my life, that's for sure. But I'll tell you one of the things that I will never regret doing. Our four children that we raised did not miss a Sunday. When we were on vacation, we stopped at a church at 11 o'clock a.m. When we were home, we brought our children to church. They understood by watching us that we wanted to, even though we were failures in many ways. Our standard bearer was that we wanted to hear the voice of God. We wanted them to hear the voice of God. We wanted to be in the fellowship of God. And I will tell you that I am thankful because God has honored our obedience. And they are all serving God. And they love Him. In fact, I have two or three that think I'm backslidden. They've become so righteous. But church attendance is important in your spiritual growth. Not that everybody in the church is perfect. Not that every church is perfect. But I want to tell you, when you fellowship with believers and you watch people struggle and you know you can do it and God's going to help you, what a great place to be so that we can hear and understand to learn the voice of God. I think church attendance is one. But I also think that we need to learn to meditate on the Word of God. Now, I have studied the Bible for many years, as many of you. And it gives us a good background for our faith. It helps us to understand what's going on. But I want to tell you, there's a big difference between studying the Word of God and meditating on the Word of God. When we meditate on the Word of God, that's when we can hear His voice. I'm reminded of a young man many years ago in one of our Bible studies who was converted. And he was struggling with understanding the Bible and learning it. But he came in one week in our fellowship and said, "I got it." He was so excited. He said, "I was reading here, and I had this thing going on in my life, and it's like God spoke to me through the Bible. It's like the words came off the page and were appropriate to my circumstance and my situation." And we just smiled, because those who have learned to meditate on the Word of God know that God will speak to you through the Word. He speaks to us through the church. He speaks to us through the Word. We find that He also speaks to us in our prayer time. When we learn to listen instead of talk. Now, there are friends of mine that I have that we enjoy one another because we're not offended when we interrupt each other, because we just talk all the time. So we just talk until one interrupts the other one, then they start, and then we interrupt them. So these extroverts and talkers, it's no problem. But with God, we need to learn to listen. We need to come close to Him, like the cruise liner, as close as we can get, and reach out for those lines so that we can be drawn closer to Him. You know, we can choose the life of Eli's sons. We can play church. We can look religious. We can give lip service to things of God. We can do a little act here and there. But I think from their lives it's pretty evident what can happen if we neglect the things of God. We lose His voice. And when we practice the disciplines of faith, we hear His voice. And it's simply a choice. You know, there are many people who are convinced they have Christ in their hearts. They can tell you when and where they accepted Christ. Others are convinced they need to worship, read the Bible, or listen in prayer to be a Christian. I think that may be true. But I will tell you that going to church doesn't make you any more Christian than me being a Seattle Seahawk or Denver Bronco just because I go to the Super Bowl. We need to practice the disciplines of this Christian life. And I would submit to anyone who claims the name of Jesus and is counting on living for God, you must fellowship with other believers. You must meditate on His Word. And you must tune in and listen to God. Some people say, you know, Pastor, why should I listen to the voice of God? Well, I'll tell you. This mighty God, the creator of everything, the one who is above all. He is the Alpha and the Omega because He has a plan for your life. And He loves you unconditionally. And you will never be as happy as you can be unless you are in His will. It's simple. He wants to bless you. He wants to give you His strength to live in this world. He wants to bless you with the confidence of your faith. He wants to empower you and make you feel really alive in Him. For you see, this is the will of God for you. To hear His voice, to obey His voice, so that He might bless you, so that He might lift you and raise you up. Have you heard His voice? Are you listening to God on a regular basis? Are you meditating on His Word? I don't know about you, but I want to become like that Native American. I want to be able to hear the voice of God in the noise of this world, that I might not be diverted from doing His perfect will and understanding His greater love in my life. I will tell you, if you've never heard God knocking at the door of your life, knocking at the door of your heart, listen this morning. Listen. He's speaking. And He's asking you to invite Him in. Come this morning. Take my hand and I'll show you how to pray a simple prayer to receive Christ into your life. I ask you this morning, if you're here and you're not active in a local church, you're not in regular fellowship, I would ask you to come this morning. Take me by the hand and say, I want to serve God. I want to join you here today in kingdom building. And we'll receive you. And we'll be happy to have you. There may be other decisions you need to make in your life. I don't know. But you come this morning as our instrumentalists begin to play our hymn of invitation, which is number 564, More About Jesus. You come as we sing.